This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you. What a day. What a day. I'm very, very certain now that we've got Donald Trump as reelected president of the United States. My gosh. We got the commies on the run. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. Our country's filled with communist scum. Not just communists. Listen, you know what signifies to me communists? The people are tortured, the people are ripped off, the people are under control, the people are censored. Everything Democrats, the media, the education industry, colleges, teachers' unions, everything social media does to us and the politicians do to us, but also the people at the top get rich. That's the joke. They're capitalists. The rest of us are under the communist thumb. And that's the Biden family. My God. The Biden family. I'm being serious. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. They should be tried and if found convicted of treason, you know what happens next. That's what should happen to the Biden family. They are such crooks. They are such ripoff artists. They are raping the American people. They took the side of China. It's treason. And they took away America's jobs while they smiled and acted like they were blue collar. And here's the one that tips it all off. Okay? Remember, we've got the laptop of Hunter Biden. Because he's such a crack addict, such a whoremongering crack addict. He doesn't know what he's doing. He dropped it off at a repair shop and never picked it up again. And the repair shop owners, see, Democrats don't get this. Every small business owner in America is a Republican. Like 100%, like 99.9% of every small business owner is a Republican. So the shop owner gave it to, got in contact with the Republican Party, gave it to Rudy Giuliani before he gave it to the FBI. And the FBI, knowing they're all deep state scumbags, he gives it to Giuliani. The FBI's got it all this time and said nothing. Christopher Wray, you should be fired and then you should be prosecuted, the head of the FBI. All the people at the top of the FBI are dirty. But here's the email. Forget about all the emails that prove he was on the take, that prove Hunter Biden's a scum, that prove he ripped off the American people. Here's the one that matters. Rudy Giuliani today releases a text message from Hunter Biden to Hunter's daughter, Naomi. And you know what he said? Hunter Biden says, unlike Pop, meaning Joe Biden, I won't make you give me half of your salary. There it is. All the money that was stolen, don't you get it? I've said this, Wayne Root, proven right again. All the money that was stolen was run through Hunter Biden and I believe the Clinton Foundation, and then half of it, after washing it and laundering it, half of it was given to Joe Biden. This isn't about Hunter being a crook. This isn't about Joe Biden being a crook who takes care of Hunter and always takes care of his kids and sells out the American people for his son to make his son rich. No. Joe Biden got rich. Joe Biden's as big a scumbag as ever lived in the history of politics. And he's a perfect Tammany Hall politician. He smiles and pats your back and hugs you while he's ripping you off blind and grabbing your wallet and stealing all your money and screwing your wife. That's Joe Biden. He's a dirty, low-down dog. And he's stealing the money, half of Hunter's take, for all, maybe for 30 years now. Joe Biden uses his kids to extort China and Ukraine and other countries that are either enemies of America or getting foreign aid from America. And then Joe Biden takes half the money from Hunter. There it is. Here's the whole, just, you know, take it out of context. Here's the entire text from Hunter Biden to his daughter. but I don't receive any respect, and that's fine, I guess. Works for you, apparently, and evidently his daughter doesn't give him any respect. Works for you, apparently. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, Joe Biden, I won't make you give me half your salary. Wow. Rudy Giuliani just took down the entire Biden crime family, and that takes down the Obama crime family, and that takes down the Clinton crime family, and that takes down the Kerry crime family. Do you realize what's unraveling here? This is why they're so hysterical and desperate to be Trump. They're all criminals. It's a conspiracy. They're in it together. They're ripping off foreign aid. They're ripping off the United States of America. They're ripping off our enemies. They're ripping off our friends. They're ripping off everyone. And I believe from the beginning it all went through the Clinton Foundation. Dirty, dirty, dirty Tammany Hall politics practiced by Biden. And by the way, this is why no one ever got it. Why did Obama not want Biden to run for president? Because it would all unravel. This is the reason Obama didn't want Biden to run for president. He knew he's dirty and he's stupid. And his son is lazy, stupid, and a crack addict and a whoremonger. And he knew his son Hunter would bring Joe down. And if Joe goes down, then Obama goes down and Hillary goes down. All of them did not want Joe Biden to be the nominee. But then all of a sudden, a funny thing happened on the way to the nomination. There just was no choice. There was no one else they could give it to. Kamala was such a bad candidate, everybody's already forgotten. She dropped out before Iowa. She's the VP. She dropped out before Iowa. She's black and a woman, and nobody wanted her in the Democrat Party. That's how bad Kamala is. Even the Democrats, even the black Democrats were thinking, wow, that woman laid on her back. She screwed guys to get ahead. She can't be the president. Even they were laughing at her. And they named her the VP because they had no one else for that position either. It had to be a black person. It had to be a woman because they can't win without a black person on the ticket, because without black votes, they lose by a landslide. So they had nobody else that was qualified. They were pulling their hair out trying to find someone that was qualified. They had Karen Bass, the head of the Black Caucus in Congress. They thought she'd be the one. And then they found out she said wonderful things about Fidel Castro, and she's a communist. And they realized, well, that's like having Joe Biden, except she's black. No good. Not Joe Biden, but I mean Bernie Sanders, except she's black. We can't have that. We never want Bernie Sanders. He's just too communist to run. He can't win. But they put Biden up there because they knew Bernie couldn't win and they had nobody else. Before I get to all the other bombshells, and they're bad. They're bad. There's so many things to tell you about. First of all, more emails released and more emails coming. Tucker Carlson says he has more emails that he's putting out on his show tonight that no one's ever seen. Hunter Biden emails that are huge, explosive, blockbuster. And then an Iranian lawmaker says Obama Biden gifted the regime with $1.7 billion and $400 million in unmarked bills in a suitcase. You don't think Biden and Obama and Hillary and Kerry took their cut off the top before they give away $400 million in a suitcase and $1.7 billion in general? Do you realize what's going on? That's why the Clinton Foundation is based offshore. Don't you get it? It's a money laundering factory. And United States Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri calls for FEC investigation into Twitter and Facebook censorship of the Hunter Biden New York Post story. It's a huge story. It is a monstrous story. And on top of that, that wasn't a big enough news day. C-SPAN suspends Steve Scully, who was going to be the next debate moderator for the presidential debate, indefinitely for lying about his Twitter account being hacked. It wasn't hacked. He was going to be the moderator, and it turns out he was sending a tweet to Anthony Scaramucci that everybody saw. And it says, at Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? Trump said something about Scully. I guess, I assume he said something about Scully being a biased hack, a biased liberal Democrat hack who's going to try and tilt the entire debate Biden's way. And Scully says to Scaramucci, the biggest Trump hater in the world, should I respond to Trump? And initially, Scully claimed he was a victim of the hack. And he's now admitted, I sent a brief tweet addressed to Anthony Scaramucci. The next morning when I saw this tweet, it created a new controversy. I falsely claimed my Twitter account had been hacked. Folks, they're all lying scum. And they're all part of the deep state. And I am so convinced now Trump's going on to a landslide victory. My God. pitch is unbelievable. Wait till Tucker Carlson releases what he's got tonight. He must have massive dirt. Massive dirt. But I want to find, I'm looking for the, I'm looking for one specific Hunter Biden. Here it is. Hunter Biden offered $10 million a year by a Chinese energy firm for introductions alone. And you have to hear how dirty this Chinese energy firm was. I hope my board op, Chris O'Sullivan, is listening to all of this. Because if you've ever heard anything like this in your life, this is how the rich scum of the deep state live. Hunter Biden entered into a consulting contract with China's largest private energy company that initially earned him $10 million a year for introductions alone. In an email chain from August 2nd, 17, Biden discussed a deal with the former chairman of CEFC China Energy, Yi Jinming, saying he agreed to change the terms of Biden's three-year consulting contract, which initially promised Biden $10 million per year for introductions alone, but he changed it to make it much more lucrative, the New York Post reported today. The new deal included a 50% equity stake in a holding company created by Yi rather than the $10 million in annual cash that had been previously negotiated. $10 million is enough for those introductions. This piece of human crack-snorting, whore-mongering scum named Hunter Biden wanted $20 million, $30 million, $50 million, a piece of the action with the communist Chinese, and he had to kick back half of it to Joe Biden. And I'll bet you Joe Biden kicked back 10% to the Don Obama. And all of it went through the Clinton Foundation, where they got probably 30% for laundering the money. Don't you see what's going on here? Wow. The chairman changed the deal, it says, after we met Miami to a much more lasting and lucrative arrangement to create a holding company, 50% owned by me and 50% owned by him. Biden wrote an email. What are you guys going to argue about in the media? It's Biden's email, Hunter Biden. Biden discussed the deals that he said were interesting to me and my family. Me and my family. Oh, my God. He was connected to the Chinese military and intelligence, and he's been missing since 2018 when he was arrested by Chinese authorities. All of these run a MacBook Pro laptop dropped off at a Delaware repair shop. The FBI has the laptop. Wow. And the story goes on and on. There's more to tell you. Believe me. Lots more, including crack snorting with whores. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, Constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Right now, more with War.
All right, I love my fans. I told you guys I'm having a book signing tomorrow, and we have a limited amount of spots, and we are just about sold out. There's exactly 10 spots left, and we'll be over, and we can't take over because we only have X amount of room at the Ahern Hotel at the Pool and Cabanas, and we also only have X amount of book. So I'm only I only have 150 books, and I've already given 10 of them to the media. So I've got 140 books, and we're 10 away from being completely booked up. Grab one of the last 10 spots. Go to NevadaRepublicanClub.com. NevadaRepublicanClub.com is where you RSVP. It's the evening with Wayne Allyn Root tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. Ahern Hotel Pool and Cabanas. It's my speech. It's a Q&A. It's a chance to schmooze up close and personal. If you've never met me, here's your chance to get up close and personal with Wayne Root. I can't wait to meet every single one of you. And it's a book signing. There's no one else in the country that has my hardcover books. Nobody. The books aren't even out till November 10th. And if you ordered them now, pre-order at Amazon, guess what? You don't get them till like November 15th. You're going to be the first in the country to read Trump Rules, my new book that will be a national bestseller. Register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com. Great food, great time had by all. NevadaRepublicanClub.com. Last 10 slots left, and I know you'll take them right now. NevadaRepublicanClub.com. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. after all this time, you know, where you hear me on the radio, so many thousands of you, what, about 100,000 a week listen, most of you have never seen me, even seen a picture of me, but certainly you've never met me in person. This is your chance to hear a little bit about my relationship with Donald Trump and the Trump rules. I've followed this guy and modeled this guy since I was 18 years old at Columbia University. It's a great story, and the Trump rules are really great stuff to talk about. Trump landslide. Data from the Trump rally in Des Moines spells doom for Joe Biden and the Democrat Socialists. And that's before everybody knew about how bad Joe Biden is. What a lying scum. What a thief. President Trump held his third rally in 3 days last night in Des Moines. He's like a madman who just got over COVID at 1,000 miles an hour. My kind of guy. He's a Wayne Root guy. The two of us have more energy than anybody in the world. Ask Stormy about that. President Trump held his third rally in 3 days in Des Moines, Iowa, after he was released by doctors to hit the campaign trail. Man, who could do that? Can you imagine if Joe Biden got COVID? My God, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But at his age, his frail condition, his feeble condition, my God, he'd never, ever, ever be available again for a meeting. He'd just be elected president, and then the next day, they'd replace him with Kamala Harris. President Trump in Florida on Monday, Pennsylvania on Tuesday, Des Moines, Iowa on Wednesday. And the campaign released these numbers after the rally, proving there's going to be an epic win for President Trump. This is the Des Moines rally. 10,000 plus people there, 10,139. 48.5% were not registered Republicans. 29.4% were registered Democrats. 25% of the crowd did not vote in 2016. 13.7% did not vote in the last four elections. This is what's going on in the country. This is why Democrats are so desperate with their fake polls. Don't you get it? They're desperate because they know Trump's winning by a landslide. He's winning Democrats. He's winning independents. He's winning black people. Record numbers of blacks voting Republican for the first time, and record numbers of Latinos voting Republican for the first time. And I'm even starting to meet a lot of my fellow Jews who are voting for Trump. Some of them claim they're holding their nose, but they're voting for Trump. I'm telling you, the numbers are going to be astounding, except for the cheating. And that's the problem. It's going to be a landslide, except for the cheating. The cheating. Here's a Pennsylvania person in the crowd, right? His rally in rural Pennsylvania. And this guy says he's a first-time voter. I'm ashamed to say I was a Democrat. Oh, I'm sorry. He's not a first-time voter. I'm ashamed to say I was a Democrat. And then it says first-time voters and former Democrats rally to re-elect Trump in Pennsylvania. 65-year-old first-time voter told CNN's Dana Bash he'll be voting for President Trump. A former Democrat told CNN she's ashamed to say she was ever a Democrat. From what I've seen the past couple years, I'm ashamed to say I was a Democrat. I'm telling you, this is going to be big. All the polls are lying. Pennsylvania voters can't stand. Who's going to vote for Joe Biden when he ripped off taxpayers, ripped off America, the most corrupt guy ever? He promises to ban fracking, killing all the jobs in Pennsylvania. He hates the workers of America. He destroys you. He destroyed manufacturing by taking bribes from the Chinese communists. They owed him. And then what did he announce? Just a couple of days ago, he announced a record haul, $300+ million raised in donations for Joe Biden in 1 month, September. Where do you think the money's coming from? It's the Chinese Communist Party. They want him to win so bad because Trump will take their country down. He already did. So they sent the China virus our way. Right when he won the trade war, China virus appeared out of nowhere and came to America and destroyed the economy, the whole world, and leveled the playing field so it wasn't only China going down. This is money from the Chinese Communist Party supporting Biden, the ultimate foreign interference in America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As U.S. intelligence officials accuse Iran and Russia of attempting to directly affect American elections, will the United States respond? State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega says the Iranian regime will be held accountable. She tells Fox News that Iran's cyber capabilities sometimes get overlooked.
Their nuclear ambitions and, of course, their fomenting terrorism in the region is what gets talked about the most, but we've been warning about their cyber capabilities for quite some time. So I think that you will see the United States take action on this, as we always have in holding the Iranian regime accountable.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. The president was tested ahead of tonight's debate with former Vice President Joe Biden, as the new rules from the Commission on Presidential Debates dictated. Upon arriving in Nashville, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters that the president's test had come back negative. The Biden campaign announced earlier in the day that he had also tested negative Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root to the Warrior on USA Radio Network. Syndicated nationally, coast to coast. The Root's on fire. Glad to be with you from the house that Root built. I want to mention the sponsor of the segment, the show, the MAGA Mall. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to the MAGAMall.com. Boy, is this guy going to get rich the day after the election when Trump wins in a landslide. In a landslide. If you saw the dirt on Biden today and his son's email that says half his money has to go to his father, oh my God. This guy has two choices. Assisted living or a prison cell for the rest of his life. Trump's going to win big. And the MAGA Mall is going to get rich. MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps. They're made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. They're Rolls-Royce quality at Chevrolet prices. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. Get 10% off your already low prices when you use promo code WAR10 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and the number 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. T-H-E, magamall.com. My great friend Ron Solomon, who sponsors this show. Thank you, Ron. Themagamall.com. We've got a judge. I love to hear from a judge. I want to hear what he thinks about the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. Judge Bill Gephardt, judge in District Court Department 19 since 2015, running for re-election. His website is judgebillkephardt.com. Judge Bill Kep, K-E-P, Hart, H-A-R-T, judgebillkephardt.com. Your Honor, Judge Bill Gephardt, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about Amy Coney Barrett. I wanted to find out what a wonderful Republican judge thinks about Amy Coney Barrett, if she's doing well against the Democrats, and do the Democrats have any reason at all to hold up her nomination, or is she sailing right through?
I think she's doing a phenomenal job. It's kind of, being a judge and seeing what they... But you put individuals through for the confirmation is disheartening to me. We have a profession that we care a lot about, and then we put through that type of questioning, answering. I mean, some of the questions are just outrageous, and it's clearly a partisan issue that they just try to fight with the judges. When the judges are there as nonpartisan, we're nonpartisan, and she's doing a good job, though, Wayne. She is. She's an intelligent woman. She's very well prepared. She does a good job on the bench where she sits currently, and she has some great decisions that she's handed down. And I think she's going to get confirmed. I think it's going to be should be a no-brainer. But crazier things happen.
Can you imagine that Democrats, can you imagine if Republicans did this to a woman? Democrats asked a woman, basically, have you ever raped anybody?
Oh, I know. I hate chiming in on that because that's just terrible. As a DA, I ran the sexual assault unit for 5 years and prosecuted rapists of all kinds. And when you go to that point, just to ask it out of nowhere, I mean, I can understand if he had some type of support behind it, but just to ask it.
Well, if he asked it of a woman? And then in all those years, honest question, Judge Gephardt, in all those years that you prosecuted rape cases, what percentage were men and what percentage were women?
Oh, probably 99.5%
exactly.
Men, and there's a few women. I mean, they're out. They do things. They're not beyond it.
I understand, but not a Catholic woman who is of great faith, who has 7 children, including 2 adopted black children from Haiti. You're not getting her for rape. It's a disgusting question and a disgusting inference, and I wouldn't even mind you asking it. If there was some charge out there, right, you'd ask her to clear the charge.
Right.
But you can't ask me or you. We've never been in trouble. There's no one charging anything, let alone a Catholic woman. It's just disgraceful and disgusting. But I thank God for people like that. You know why? Because it's going to turn off Democrat voters by the millions. Anyone who's Catholic has got to be so turned off such a disgraceful, offensive thing happened. You know, Democrats go too far by a mile, and it just makes them look bad. They're their own worst enemy.
Well, the concern with a lot of the questions that you hear sometimes, I think, is just trying to strike a nerve. You know what I mean? When you it's disgusting, like you said, to ask a question like that. And for a professional woman like Judge Barrett to sit there and hear that, it's got to be shocking and just, it's upsetting. And for her, the way she handled it, like a trooper, though. I mean,
right.
She was perfect and just responded to it. And quite frankly, I would probably strike back or come back at
She did
a good job.
I would have walked out at that point. I would have gotten America's sympathy. I would have walked out. I think that's the right way to handle it. So you know what? You disgust me. What you just said is disgraceful, and you bring disgrace to the United States Senate and to the Democrat Party, and I would have got up and walked out. But, you know, she did the right thing, I'm sure. She acted very calm and composed and never even missed a beat, and that's why I guess she'll be a Supreme Court justice, and Wainwright isn't a very good talk show host. So, Judge, let me ask you about Democrat. Democrats claim her nomination is a rushed sham, and they're trying to use this to delay her nomination. There's no rushed sham, is there?
No. Well, by analogy, first of all, I want the listeners to understand this has happened 10 times before. Other 10 time prior Supreme Court justices have been confirmed in the year of an election year, and what's interesting and what by analogy, I'm running for a re-election right now, and by some off chance, I could probably lose this election and not be a judge come January. But, so would you want me to stop making all my decisions now and basically stop what I've been entrusted to do for the past year simply because I'm in an election year? That's basically what they're asking. Would they want the president to stop making the decision when it comes to economic issues that the Congress is in favor of? And for him to say, you know what, I can't do it. I can't agree to this stimulus plan that you're presenting because I'm in an election year, and that makes no sense. One of his responsibilities to the country is during these 4 years, and so, and one of them is this confirmation, and so for him to present the Supreme Court justice or the potential Supreme Court justice in this manner, and then to have them it's not a sham. It's not. It's a proper manner, because if it was, they'd already have something going on and probably in some court fighting it, but they're not. So.
All right, let's talk about the Constitution. Let's talk about the Constitution, Judge Bill Gephardt, because Coney Barrett is an originalist, which means she interprets the Constitution as it was originally intended. Explain more to the average layman what that means exactly.
Well, anytime there's a challenge to the Constitution, an article, an amendment, much like if there's challenge to legislation, like here in the state of Nevada, you oftentimes look at the intent by the framers, the intent. So the discussions and the writings as to why they chose to do a certain amendment, add a certain amendment, why they chose to do it that way. And when you think about it, you're looking at their direction is what this whole country is based on. And we've done pretty doggone good. And then for now to just say, you know what, we should just ignore what the founding fathers had, which were some very intelligent individuals, to just ignore it and push through some type of an agenda or some type of attitude that a certain group may like, but it's not constitutional. We should just ignore the Constitution and go with that, right? That's basically what she's not for. So she's looking at what would the original framers want to do with this particular, what would you think they would do with this particular situation or this particular issue? And that's what she is. And I support that. That is an intelligent way to look at it. Quite frankly, it's a healthy way to look at it.
And is that what kind of judge you are, Judge Bill Gephardt? Tell everyone out there, how would you describe yourself? Are you also an originalist?
I would say that I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a strict constitutionalist. I look at it that way and try to see where or how that is affecting individuals that are making those arguments and where the support is behind it. And so I always look to that. I always look to what the legislative intent was in supporting certain arguments that the bar or they bring in before me. And that helps you understand what the law is. We, as judges, enforce the law. We're the ones that interpret the law. And to understand what the people that it wasn't the judges making the law, it's the legislature. And you can't just say, you know what, I don't like what the Constitution is, so this is the way I'm going to rule. You can't do that. You look at, as a judge, you must interpret it. And if you're not, then you're basically a hypocrite to your profession.
All right, Judge Bill Gephardt, judge in District Court Department 19 since 2015, running for re-election. His website is judgebillgephardt.com. He is my kind of guy. Urge you all to vote for Judge Bill Gephardt. Wayne Root says he endorses Judge Bill Gephardt. He is a Wayne Root judge, my kind of candidate. Thank you for coming on the show, Judge.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And anytime you need...
We want to see you win. We want to see a big victory on November 3rd for Judge Bill Gephardt. The website, judgebillgephardt.com. Wayne Root, seal of approval. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaruth listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need.
to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alarute, otherwise known as The Warrior. A great text from my friend Joe, now retired as a former colonel in the United States Army, and a brilliant, brilliant guy, brilliant strategist, future Republican politician, I believe. And he says, a simple contrast on the ethics of the two candidates, Trump and Biden. Donald Trump took advantage of existing tax laws, which is 100% legal, whether you like it or not. And Biden took advantage of taxpayers and committed illegal crimes with foreign aid and foreign countries and got bribes. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Same thing, I believe, with John Kerry. I believe, here's my common sense. I don't know this to be a fact. Just remember, this is pure common sense on my part and a guess. When you see that John Kerry fought so hard to close the Iran deal, to make it happen, and it's the worst deal in the history of the world. Nobody's ever negotiated a worse deal. No one's ever given a little pipsqueak terrorist nation everything they ever wanted, and the United States got nothing out of it. Zero. We got nothing. They got everything. You know, 15 key points. 15 for 15, Iran wins. Now, what kind of a negotiator gives in like that? When you're the United States, not Iran, I can see Iran giving in 15 for 15 to get the deal, but I can't see the United States giving in. This was a deal that was negotiated by, in my opinion, a creep, a crook, and a traitor named John Kerry. Just a guess, I'm telling you. This is just my opinion. I believe John Kerry got massive, massive kickbacks for the Iran deal. And when you hear today that Obama gave them $400 million in unmarked bills in a suitcase and $1.7 billion on top of the $400 million. When you hear that, you know that some of that money went to John Kerry and his fellow negotiators. That's why he was riding around on his bicycle and rushing to get the deal put through and hysterical when Trump undid the deal. This is a guy that was getting a kickback, I'm telling you. And Biden shows you how it's done. They all get kickbacks. All of them. They're all on the take. All the politicians, for the most part, and most of the politicians and all the Democrats. I won't say every Republican, but I think there's a lot of Republicans on the take, too. I think they get into office and they have wives and they have sons and they have daughters and they have parents, they brothers, and they put them all on the payroll and with foreign countries or a lobbying firm or a law firm, and they steer all the business and all the government contracts their way. That's how business is done in Washington. They're ripping off the American people. They couldn't care less. Couldn't care less about their $175,000 a year salaries. All they care about is it's $175,000 plus all the insider trading you can do plus all the money you could steal. That's the deal. And Biden is Tammany Hall. I've never seen a guy who's more Tammany Hall in my life. He's a guy that slaps your back, shakes your hand, great big smile while he's sticking the knife in and stealing your wallet and taking all your money and screwing your wife. That's Joe Biden. I'm telling you, he's been ripping you off for 47 years. Here's a article that I think will be interesting. A Trump victory would be the biggest polling shock in history. According to numerous political pundits and certainly pollsters, the outcome of the 16 election was the biggest political upset in modern history. Perhaps, but should Trump defy the pollster odds and defeat Biden again, the shock would be even greater. In fact, according to Deutsche Bank's Jim Reid, a Trump victory would be the biggest polling shock in history. Let's back up. With Joe Biden seeing his lead in various polls rise by over 10 points over the past week, a fact that both the liberal media and various Generation Z traders have pounced on to predict a landslide victory for Biden and a blue wave so powerful it eliminates a contested election as a possible outcome, Jim Reid decided to look at how big the polling errors were in previous post-World War II elections. This is shown in the graph below, which compares the final poll or polling since 2004 for each election versus the eventual vote margin. Polls within 0 to 3% of the final outcome in the last six U.S. presidential elections, and though polls have far more often erred away from the Republican candidate over this period, indeed in the past seven elections, polls have oddly shown a bias for the Democrats on six out of seven occasions. The median error, though, is less than 1%. The largest error was in 1948, when President Truman won by 5%, in spite of being behind 4.4% in the final polls. However, Truman's challenger, New York Governor Dewey, saw his lead fall from 17 in late September to 9 in mid-October before settling at only 5 points just before the election, and then Truman won by 5. The last two big misses were the 6.4-point overstatement of Clinton's eventual 5.6-point win in 1992 and a 6.4 understatement of Reagan's 9.4-point win in 1980. These received less attention, however. What that means is that while a Truman-style error in the polls may give Trump a chance given the Electoral College system, Reid concludes the reality is, unless the polls narrow into Election Day, a Trump victory would be the biggest error in our modern era of mass polling. Well, first of all, the big mistake by this moron Reid, the first mistake is, doesn't he realize that the last election was a gigantic travesty between what the polls said and what happened with Trump and Hillary Clinton? Doesn't he realize that? He's saying the polls are generally within 0 to 3%, really? He thinks the polls showed that Hillary Clinton was going to win by only like 1 or 2%, when in reality, all we ever heard from CNBC even has a headline that says Wall Street predicts landslide for Hillary Clinton. Massive landslide. And Trump won the election. So what's he talking about? That's a massive mistake. He's also not, he doesn't seem to go back as far as, guess who? George H.W. Bush. George H.W. Bush was down by 17 all summer long to Michael Dukakis and won by 7, a 24-point difference.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.